Sure. This is a bill that defines the eligibility for a public benefit for a group of people that previously were not entitled to it. And just as any bill that provides for the funding of the state's operations is not subject to referendum, so it can't be interrupted, this is that kind of situation. And it's our view that this is the very kind of situation that the Constitution contemplates as not being subject to referendum. People are expecting to participate in a government program, and if any government program that people don't like can be put on the ballot, suspended, and shut down unless it's approved by the voters, it would be chaos. And that's what the limitation on the right of referendum in Maryland is about, and that's the situation we have here.
The issue or the identity of some of your clients came up today. The other side said they're not trying to out these people, but they're trying to find if these people have legal standing, and the only way to do that is to get their identity. Your reaction to that?
Our reaction to that is there's no question that these people exist. I've talked to them. They're in the situation. John Doe is in the situation that we say is. It's not clear what purpose would be served by getting into allowing for extensive, discovery and an opportunity for a group that has made it a practice to harass undocumented Marylanders to confront them. The real reason this came up is that there was an agreement about what facts were going to be disputed in this case, and Judicial Watch, the interveners, never raised the issue of the standing until the briefing stage. Otherwise, it could have been taken care of a while ago.
And your clients really fear retaliation.
Yes, they do fear retaliation, and I think that, as my co-counsel argued, this is a group that's been one of the sponsors of the petition drive was a group that's been identified as a nativist and extremist group by a leading national civil rights organization. So there is reason for concern.